Maryland's news now on WBAL.
4:39 on WBAL, and we've been reporting all day. Early voting began this morning for the next 8 days. You can cast your ballot for the primary election at any one of 63 polling centers. Democrats who passed this legislation establishing early voting back in 2010 says it's making voting more convenient. We went to a couple of early voting centers today in the Baltimore area to find out if people were taking advantage of that convenience. The early voting centers are open until 8 o'clock tonight.
Vote for Parker. Thank you.
There were times this morning when the number of campaign volunteers outside the public safety training facility in Baltimore City outnumbered early voters casting ballots inside. Still, Betty Allen wouldn't miss the chance to vote early.
I always try to vote early.
Why?
I just like to get it out of the way. And that's all. I just like to hurry up and get it out of the way.
Have you voted early here at this location? Or
yes, yes.
Does this seem less crowded, more crowded?
Well, it's less crowded today. It's not as crowded as it usually is. Usually, if you come after 5, it's real crowded.
As of 11:30 this morning, the election judge here said only about 150 people had voted, down from the 2012 and 2010 primaries. Outside any early voting center, you often see candidates. Richard Parker, one of the Democrats running for Baltimore City Sheriff, stopped at all 6 early voting locations in Baltimore City and saw a different story.
A bigger turnout than most people expected, especially with, I think we're all expecting low voter turnout in general for this election cycle, but even more so for early voting based on what happened the last 4 years ago. But it turns out that there's a huge turnout, and I've been to every location, and there's a huge turnout, especially considering it's raining.
Over in Randallstown, there's a bigger crowd of early voters at the Randallstown Community Center. This is one of the busiest early voting centers in the state. This morning when the polls opened at 10, more than 100 people were in line in the gym and hallway waiting to cast ballots. The reasons people give for voting early vary.
It's just easier, and I live near, so it just came on over. It's easier to vote. Less people, maybe.
Because I'm an election judge, so I have to vote early.
Election day is really crowded because everybody wait till the last minute. Get it over with early.
We're all procrastinators.
I'm not.
And in a primary election where experts project a record low voter turnout, the candidates say their biggest challenge is getting people to the polls. Here's Speaker Pro Tem Adrian Jones.
I think it's different when there's a presidential election as opposed to midterm. And I think people, we have extra days. I think people, the weather is a factor. But I think you'll see people be coming out soon.
Do you get the sense in campaigning for your own reelection and working with the other candidates that people are surprised there's a primary? I mean, that it's in June?
I think still. They're creatures of habit. They're used to the September after school closes, the summer vacation. So it's a real education to try to get them to know that this is the time to come out to the primary.
Are you concerned that people will forget to vote?
A little bit, but we're doing some measures, calls to make sure for those who haven't voted to encourage them to come out and give them the dates and the time. So we have our mechanism to be able to do that.
Delegate Adrian Jones speaking to us outside the Early Voting Center at the Randallstown Community Center. You can get a full list of early voting centers at WBAL.com.